It's my pleasure to introduce you to Lori Bruner, President of Mainstream Management. Lori, what is Mainstream Management?
So our firm started in 1999. Our roots were in corporate turnaround and restructuring. We helped distressed businesses improve their operations both financially as well as operationally. And today we've evolved into a full-service management consulting firm. We work with businesses of all sizes, and the whole goal is to help them realize their full potential as a business through their people, through their financial operations, and even their strategy for growth.
And how big or small is it?
So we are headquartered in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. We have offices here in the East Coast. I'm in Washington, D.C. And we have 50 total contractor consultants on board, as well as employees in our offices.
And what does the president of mainstream media really do? What can you do that nobody else can?
Just about everything is what I do on a daily basis. I think as a leader, you can't ask your employees to do anything that you would not already do yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think the opportunity to lead a business is to work across silos. Certainly, there are functional leaders that have expertise in sales and marketing, others in finance and in product. But as a leader of the business, you have the opportunity to shape the strategy, think through the vision, and work across the different functions of your business to really create a product that is second to none in the marketplace.
Did you study management when you were a student?
No, I have a very different background from what I'm doing today. I was a forestry and geology major. I graduated from the University of the South in Suwanee, Tennessee, which is in the beautiful eastern half of the state and the Cumberland Plateau. And part of my college education was inventorying trees and studying rocks. So I can tell you that a tula poplar today, or a yellow poplar, is a Liriodendron tulipifera. And my parents paid a lot of money for that good knowledge that I am not necessarily using.
So tell us what happened to get you from studying trees to managing people.
Well, I think it's all about the mentors in life, that you have the opportunity to work with and to meet.
So they've helped shape you and shape your career.
Absolutely. And I have several that really have helped me be the leader that I am. I think that's made a difference, and it's impressed upon me the need to give back to our younger employees and to those not even in my own business, but to help people get ahead by helping them really think through how they work and where they want to go with their career.
And you told us earlier in the green room that your first mentor helped you really get a desire to win inculcated at a very early age.
Yeah, well, that was my father as a
right.
first mentor. Yes, he helped me think. I was an only child, so I hung out with my dad and really enjoyed sports. And I can remember as a little girl playing ball, and then that got to playing tennis, and then that led me to the golf course, where instead of playing the ladies' red tees, I would tee off with my dad on the white tees. And I think that there is a sense in sports of a real competitive ambition and desire to win and excel that also translates itself into business and I think can be very, very advantageous for leaders.
Your first job was quite intriguing as to how you did that. Can you relate that to us?
Well, I don't know that it was planned. It was one of those things where I came back from college that I had no mentor at the time, and I realized that, wow, I better get a job. And at the time that I looked in the Washington Post classified section. Of course, they're really, certainly you don't have that today. And I showed up on the doorsteps of a law firm that had shared office space. And as luck would have it, I ended up being the personal assistant to somebody that was very influential here in Washington, but also in my life. And that lady was Barbara Hackman Franklin. And she was a former Consumer Product Safety Commission commissioner. She was serving at the time on 6 different Fortune 100 boards and went on to be Secretary of Commerce under George Bush 41, and really showed me how business and women as leaders can make an impact.
What do you think she saw in you that made her want to mentor you?
Maybe potential. A desire to work well with people, and a desire to be very professional in what I did.
You know, it's interesting. You're expressing this sort of dual pattern of appreciating the mentors that you've had and wanting to pay it forward yourself, along with a very competitive drive to win. And that's those are sometimes at odds. How do you keep that balance healthy?
Oh, I don't think so. I think that my balance is really trying to leave a legacy. Mm-hmm. And I think you can leave a legacy by being successful, but passing on those traits of achievement to those that work for you and you have had the privilege of working with. I see that in my father-in-law, who is 80. He's retired. He was the former president of AT&T Federal Systems. And his lasting legacy was his servant leadership. And along the way, he has mentored many of the CEOs that are at the top echelons of American business today. Carly Fiorina, a former CEO of HP, was a second-level manager under my father. Kevin Scherer, CEO of Amgen, started with my father-in-law. So here he is, long retired from business, and his impact has lived on in those that he has worked for. So you can win and mentor at the same time, and boy, is that a powerful combination.
So with that great wealth of experience, what does success mean to you now?
Paying it forward, and as you said, success for me means making a major difference. It's making a difference for our customers. It's making a difference in the lives that I have the opportunity to touch. It's making a difference in how our business and our people use their skills and talents to help others succeed.
What's the favorite part of your job right now, of all the hats you wear?
Well, I really enjoy people. I enjoy our customers. I enjoy being out there with customers and helping them think through solutions that are unanticipated as they are grappling with the challenge, really laying out a creative alternative for them that they might not have thought of ordinarily. Mm-hmm. I love working with talent, finding great people that can do great things in the marketplace. And I think I'm very much of a people person, and I get my energy from being with others.
Mm-hmm. But you were an only child, so that sign is a little bit perhaps counterintuitive.
Well, I think as an only child, my father, by the way, was 49 when had me, and my mother was 37. So I grew up as an only child, but with a lot of adults around. And so I think at an early age, I was exposed to their friends, and I had very different experiences that I think helped me have conversations with others and have an interest and curiosity about others.
What did you learn from your mother that you carry forward in your leadership style today?
My mother. My mother, it's love, selfless compassion, and a deep spiritual faith that carries her forward no matter what the circumstance. And I think that the combination of the three of those things just creates a positive dynamic in her life, and certainly it has created one in mine and in her two grandchildren.
So. If your mom and dad were here today, would they be surprised at your success?
I think they'd be very pleased.
What's the website?
MainstreamManagement.com.
This is Dana Theis with my co-hosts, Colin Callahan, Colin Callahan and Associates, and Ed Alera, Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders.